Maryland's Morning News, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Well, what's not to love about Baltimore? Some people may have some things, but we don't. Not today, at least. Baltimore Magazine has its January issue out, and it's the 101 Reasons to Love Baltimore Right Now. And joining me now is the managing editor of Baltimore Magazine, Max Weiss. Good morning, Max.
How's it going?
I bet this was a fun list to put together, huh?
We had so much fun doing this. The editors, we all got together. We brainstormed. We were trying to think of, like, what makes Baltimore Baltimore, why we love it. Not just like what some outsider could come in and see and be like, oh, yeah, this is what I like about Baltimore, but the real stuff, the quirks, the weirdness, the greatness, everything that basically makes Baltimore tick.
I feel like I'm not Baltimore enough then, because there are a couple of things on this list that I didn't know about or haven't done yet. So let's start off with number 101, shall we? Egg custard with marshmallow. Enough said. Where do I get that? How do I partake in that treat?
Is the last one on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. That is a Baltimore tradition to have the egg custard with the marshmallow. This is a kind of frozen ice flavor.
Sure.
A snowball, as we call it here in Baltimore.
Right.
And so egg custard is one of those syrups that they squirt on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of this sickening yellow color, but don't be deterred by that.
Right. You can eat this one. It's like the snow. The yellow snow is the other stuff you don't want
to eat. The yellow that you should eat. And then they put the delicious marshmallow on top. And this is basically a Baltimore rite of passage.
Let's fast forward to number 80. It's another thing I'm not so sure I've seen before. It's a total normal thing to stick a peppermint into a lemon here.
Well, that is the Flower Mart, which is this great tradition that we have every May in Mount Vernon. One of the things that you get there is they give you a lemon, and they cut it in half, and they stick a peppermint stick inside of it, and it sort of is this pepperminty, lemonade-y kind of deliciousness.
Okay. All right. On that page, I skipped one. 84 is toilet bowl races are a thing. Where are they a thing?
At the Hampden Fest.
Of course.
In September. Where else but in Hampden,
yeah.
Of course. Talk about gas, right?
Anyway. High powerful gas. Number 56, our streets are made for walking. Yes, they are. The problem is that when it snows, people walk in the middle of the street on, like, the JFX, Max.
I didn't see that this morning, yeah. No, I mean, it's a very walkable city. You can really get from one place to the next. There aren't any sort of large bodies of water getting in the way, and there's lots of sidewalks everywhere. And if you're so inclined, you don't need to drive anywhere in Baltimore.
Number 52, and I've been telling this people for years, because I got three kids, and we go to the zoo a lot. We may not have a panda cam, but we do have the giant tree slide. And I gotta tell you, I tell people all the time, if you got a choice between the National Zoo, yes, it's free, although you gotta pay for parking. But the Maryland Zoo, the kids love, because it's interactive, and the tree slide is the coolest thing in the world, and you go 150 miles an hour down that slide.
Right. The tree slide is completely awesome, and we do feel that the Maryland Zoo does not get nearly as much national love as it deserves. It is a great, I think in a way, because it's a relatively small zoo, it's so accessible, and it is so interactive, and the slide is completely awesome. I mean, really, you look at the panda cam, what's happening? You see a blob, you think, is that the panda? Is that not the panda?
Right.
I can't quite tell. This is a tree. It's a tree you can slide down.
46, we put Old Bay on our ice cream and Burger cookies in our beer. Amen to that, sister.
Right. I mean, this was the most popular of all these 101 of the list.
All right, we got to fast forward because I'm running out of time. Number 9, we have Under Armour. They create the freakiest uniforms known to man. Sometimes it looks like we threw up the Maryland flag, but still, all right, Under Armour is the greatest apparel company in the world right now.
I mean, that's the thing. Don't you get this weird civic pride from Under Armour?
Yes, I do, absolutely. All I do is wear Under Armour stuff, and it's mainly because they're here in Baltimore, a Maryland company.
That's completely right. And then these uniforms, they're kind of reinventing what is cool about uniforms. And they just sort of make them kind of garish and ugly, but awesome at the same time. And it's almost like the uglier the better, basically.
Right. All right, we're not going to do number 1. We're going to make people buy the magazine to get to that. But number 4, we don't have a mofo, but we got a rofo.
That's right. ROFO, people know what that is, right? It's Royal Farms.
Right.
People are always like, oh, the Royal Farms fried chicken. And I'm like, oh, you're high. You're obviously high. That's how come you like it. But no, it's actually incredibly delicious. I mean, it blows KFC off the map. Mm. And it's amazing that our little convenience store here in Maryland has some of the best fried chicken in the country, basically.
That's Max Weiss, the managing editor of Baltimore Magazine, 101 Reasons to Love Baltimore right now. Go check it out. Find out what number one is. It's on newsstands right now. Thanks, Max.
Thank you.
See you later.